Arkansas politics are heating up with less than a month to go until Election Day. Legislative races are getting contentious, and Republicans, Democrats, and Governor Mike Beebe are all involved in the mix. Bloggers Michael Cook with Cook's Outlook blogs from the Democrats' perspective, while Jason Tolbert with the Tolbert Report blogs from the Republican point of view. Recently, the two bloggers spoke with Roby Brock from our content partner, TalkBusiness.net. They began the conversation by discussing recent poll results.
Let's begin with the presidential race, which Arkansas 6 electoral votes are not going to be too undecided before election night. We've got Mitt Romney 55.5%, Barack Obama 34.5%. The Republicans are going to try to tie every Democrat in the state to Barack Obama. Will it work?
I don't think so, because Democrats are tying themselves to Governor Mike Beebe, who's extremely popular. And the thing about these local legislative races, Democrats are part of the community. They're the high school principal. They're the business owner. They're the people who've been around a long time. So some of the Republicans will try to attempt to tie them to Obama. I don't think it'll be successful because they're tying themselves to Mike Beebe instead.
What about on the congressional level?
Congressional level, it's tougher because there are federal issues. But of course, as we'll talk about polling in a minute, the Democrats aren't doing so hot without Obama a factor or not a factor,
right,
on that level.
What do you think, Jason? Does the Obama tie to the Democrats in general, does it work as a campaign strategy?
To some degree, I think it does. I think a lot of the voters this year, when they go to the polls, they'll be looking primarily at the presidential race. They'll be going to vote for either for Mitt Romney or for Barack Obama. And I think, as we saw, most of them will be voting in the Republican column at the top of the ticket. So it's going to be a challenge for the candidates down the ballot to get voters then to switch to a different party once they get a couple races down into the ballot. It can be done. We've seen that happen many times in the past in the state. But it's going to be a challenge they're going to have to overcome.
Are they voting for Mitt Romney or are they voting against Barack Obama?
I think a lot of people, when an incumbent president is in office, it's a referendum on the job that he's done. And I think that Obama right now, at least in Arkansas, is losing that referendum. I don't think he's proven that he's done a good job the last 4 years. He didn't do very well here in 2008. I think he'll probably do even worse this time around.
We talk a little bit about how historically Arkansans have split tickets before. You've talked about that a lot in the past, but we didn't see that necessarily in 2010.
We didn't see that in 2010, but since 1972, Arkansas, with the exception of when Bill Clinton ran two times and Jimmy Carter has run in 76, we've always voted Republican on the national level. So Arkansas has a history of splitting tickets. In 2004, George Bush beat John Kerry in Arkansas, but then Arkansans voted for Senator Blanche Lincoln over Republicans. So we have a long history of splitting our tickets. That's just kind of how we are. We kind of vote for the person, not for the individual, once you start getting down the ballot.
Question for both of y'all. Do you think that if in 2012 we do see a similar election result to what we saw in 2010, is it safe at that point in time to say that there is a paradigm shift going on in the voting electorate in Arkansas?
Yeah, I think what you're seeing is Arkansas is catching up with a lot of our neighbors, a lot of other southern states that have seen that paradigm shift play out in the 90s, a decade or so ago. In Arkansas, really because of some strong personalities in the Democratic Party, such as Bill Clinton, allowed that shift to be delayed. And we're just now seeing that start to catch up. Now, is that a permanent shift? That's another question. And I think we'll have to see if Republicans do take the majority in the legislature, how they govern once they finally get that majority, as whether they can hold that or not. But I think we're seeing that paradigm shift slowly catch up in Arkansas.
I don't want to jump to the legislature just yet, because I'm going to come to that with another line of questioning, but what do you think? Do you think it is a paradigm shift if we see it in two election cycles in a row?
Potentially so, yes. I mean, obviously, both the Democrats and Republicans are fighting hard to keep control or retain control of the state legislature, so this could be a tipping point election one way or the other. Of course, we'll know on November 6th exactly what happens.
Right. Well, really, on November 7th.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, let's shift to other numbers that we just released poll results on, and that is Governor Mike Beebe. It's not a big surprise. We've seen him in the stratosphere really throughout his entire term of office, much to the Republicans' chagrin, much to the Democrats' benefit there. He's still in the stratosphere. Does he have coattails?
I think he has serious coattails. Arkansans like Governor Mike Beebe. Even Republicans are polling it showed like Governor Mike Beebe. And he is out there, you know, crisscrossing the state, fighting for Democratic legislative candidates. And legislative candidates are tying themselves to Mike Beebe. Now, of course, again, we'll know on November 6th if it works. But because Beebe is so popular and Democrats are tying themselves to his agenda and some of the things that he wants to do to keep moving our state forward, I think it is going to pay big dividends on Election Day.
What do you think from the Republican perspective?
Well, I think we're going to have to see how involved he gets. I think there are definitely certain areas where he will help more than other areas. In the central Arkansas area, I think we saw his numbers were extremely high. So I think we'll see him get involved in some of those races, and there's definitely some hot races in that region. As you get further away from the central part of the state, down to the southern part of the state, over in the eastern part of the state, those numbers sort of diminished a little bit.
It was kind of a surprise because those are areas where Democrats and even Mike Beebe have typically been pretty strong. And he was still strong there, but
right.
He was stronger in the third congressional district than he was in the first or the fourth. That's a surprise.
Sure, and I think really what you saw there is we're starting to see the more rural parts of the state are becoming the Republican areas, where in the past those were Democrat areas. And those counties, those regions have almost flipped now to being Republican strongholds. And so I think that's really going to be a new dynamic this election that we haven't seen in the past. You get into the central Arkansas area, and things haven't shifted quite as fast as we've seen in some other areas.
Is the rural part of the state becoming a Republican stronghold?
It's always been conservative. Again, that's one of those things we'll know more on Election Day. I still think Democrats are doing well. A lot of these individual races, they're putting up good fights, and I think it'll pay off because they're doing the right things. They are, you know, Arkansas Democrats have always been naturally conservative. That's just who we are all across the state, with maybe one or two exceptions in some small legislative districts in Little Rock or Fayetteville. So Arkansas voters know that Arkansas Democrats are conservative. They share the same values as everyday Arkansans.
Yeah, but I think that's going to get more difficult now for Democrats to make the case this year because people are seeing on the nationalization of politics, and you're seeing that all over the country, politics is getting more nationalized.
Yeah,
and you're seeing
it's always been national, but the Arkansas Democrats have always consistently been moderate to conservative. That's been our long history. We support gun rights. We support making sure our public education system is strong. We support small businesses. That's just who we are. You know, you can talk about national Democrats and what they do in D.C. or New York City. Arkansans don't care. You know, what is the woman who's running for state rep in my district, how does she stand? That's what I want to know. Or the man running for state senate in my area, you know, Democrat or Republican, we want to know what they stand for. We don't care what the congressman from California or senator from Texas feel. So politics always remains local when it comes to Arkansas politics.
But I think it's going to be more difficult for them to almost apologize for what their national party is doing. When you have to make excuses for a national party's much different than I am, that puts you in a difficult position, on a defensive position to begin with.
It's always been that way. Like I said, since 1972, Republicans have always won Arkansas. The only time Democrat has ever won Arkansas presidential has been Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter once. So we have this history of, all right, the National Democrats are one thing, but we're completely different, which is why Mike Beebe won all 75 counties 2 years ago in a time when the Republicans had this tsunami, and yet he held strong. Even won Benton County, one of the most Republican counties in the country. So that kind of shows that people can figure out the difference between local Democrats and national Democrats.
Well, we'll see if that plays out. We'll see if Obama is a different dynamic this year, too, because we've seen attempts to tie Democrats to Nancy Pelosi or Newt Gingrich that have not been as successful as it would appear. Mm-hmm. Obama has been a very successful albatross for Democrats in like the 2010 election.
But you also have to look at, I think, where voters are getting their information from. I think we see more people watching more national programs such as Fox News, such as, you know, all the online news sources now, and maybe not relying as heavily on some of the local media sources. And so I think that kind of skews a bit how fast that nationalization has taken place.
Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net talked with bloggers Jason Tolbert of The Tolbert Report and Michael Cook of Cook's Outlook. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon Communications store near you or online at vzw.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at cegpartners.com.
You've got dinner table discussion, water cooler chat, even pillow talk. But how often are you part of the national conversation? I'm Neil Conan. Raise your voice on everything from the news of the day to the twists and turns of culture and history on Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon at 1 on KUAF 91.3 FM.